Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. From 1979 to 1981, the city of Atlanta, Georgia, would experience an unsolved string of murders that would psychologically rock its residents, most notably because the victims of these heinous crimes were children. 28 young souls in total would fall victim to the senseless acts that many to this day remain a mystery. Today on the Dark Side of Wikipedia, the Atlanta child murders.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
The Atlanta murders of 1979 to 1981, sometimes referred to as the Atlanta child murders, were a series of murders committed in Atlanta, Georgia. Over a two-year period, at least 28 children, adolescents, and adults were killed. Wayne Williams, an Atlanta native who was 23 years old at the time of the last murder, was arrested, tried, and convicted of two of the adult murders and sentenced to two consecutive life terms. Police subsequently have attributed a number of the child murders to Williams, although he's not been charged in any of those cases. And Williams himself maintains his innocence, although the killings ceased after his arrest. In March of 2019, the Atlanta police, under the order of Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, reopened the cases in hopes that new technology will lead to a conviction for the murders that were never resolved. And that's what we're talking about today on the Dark Side of Wikipedia. Be sure to press subscribe at every platform you are listening to us on. If you can, during the program, leave us a review over there on Apple Podcasts. We'd greatly appreciate that. Tony and Carol Hughes on today's episode of the program. So it's a crime spree that occurred nearly 25 years ago, a little bit more than 25 years ago, actually, 30 years ago. What's your recollection of this stuff being in the news?
Well, I don't remember all of the details. Mm-hmm. I just remember not being fully convinced he did it.
Yeah.
And there's things, and I've read about it since then, mm-hmm. and there's reasons why he was arrested, obviously.
Sure.
But did he do all of those murders? I don't know. But it was that was scary stuff for the people who lived there.
Of course.
You know, because there was a lot of people killed in a pretty short amount of time.
Yeah. Very, very much so. And then you have to wonder, well, did they, you know, they got a guy that was caught on a couple of other murders that were in a series. Was it just like, look, maybe if we just pin this all on him, will maybe that make this stop? Is there a lot of copycat things going on? And if we say we got him, would that make it end? I mean, it did end seemingly after his being caught, but was it really him? There's a lot of good reason for that. And I don't have all the details. I'm not an expert on this case at all, but as we dig into this, it should be interesting to hear what some of those arguments may be for that.
And I think sometimes when, and I get it, you know, if you're living in a city where that number of people are being murdered, you want to catch the person.
Sure.
Persons who did it. So maybe it's easier to pin it all on one guy and say, hey, we caught him. And if you're the person who actually did it, go, hey, I think I'll take off.
Yeah.
And I'll go carry on my crime spree across the country. You know, the pressure that the police must feel.
Sure.
You know, and those are very dedicated men and women who are just trying to catch these people and make it stop.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think that things get rushed.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
It's an interesting case, and I'm very interested to dive into it. What we are going to start in here with the entry from Wikipedia about the Atlanta child murders is the timeline of the murders, and it starts back in 1979, and that's where we will pick it up here on the dark side of Wikipedia. 1979. In the middle of 1979, Edward Hope Smith, also known as Teddy, and Alfred Evans, both 14, disappeared 4 days apart. Their bodies were found on July 28th in a wooded area, Smith with a .22 caliber gunshot wound to his upper back. They were believed to be the first victims of the Atlanta child killer. Then on September 4th, the next victim, 14-year-old Milton Harvey, disappeared while on an errand to the bank for his mother. He was riding a yellow 10-speed bike, which was found a week later in a remote area of Atlanta. His body was not recovered until November of that year. On October 21st, 9-year-old Yusuf Bell went to his store to buy Burton Snuff for a neighbor, Eula Birdsong, at Reese Grocery on McDaniel Street. A witness said she saw Yusuf near the intersection of McDaniel and Fulton getting into a blue car before he disappeared. His body was found on November 8th in the abandoned E.P. Johnson Elementary School by a school janitor who was looking for a place to use the bathroom. Bell's body was found clothed in a brown cutoff shorts he was last seen wearing, though they had a piece of masking tape stuck to them. He'd been hit over the head twice, and the cause of death was strangulation. Police did not immediately link his disappearance to the previous killings until later. Then we get to 1980. On March 4th, 1980, the first female victim, 12-year-old Angel Lehner, disappeared. She left her house around 4 p.m. wearing a denim outfit and was last seen at a friend's house watching the television program Sanford and Son. Lanier's body was found 6 days later in a wooded vacant lot along Campbellton Road, wearing the same clothes in which she had left home. A pair of white panties that did not belong to Lanier was stuffed in her mouth, and her hands were bound with an electrical cord. The cause of death, strangulation. On March 11th, 1 week after Lanier's disappearance, 11-year-old Jeffrey Mathis disappeared while on errands for his mother. He was wearing gray jogging pants, brown shoes, and a white and green shirt. Months later, a girl said she saw him get into a blue car with a light-skinned man and a dark-skinned man. The body of Jeffrey Mathis was found in a briar-covered patch of woodlands 11 months after his disappearance, by which time it was not possible to identify the cause of death. On May 18th, 14-year-old Eric Middlebrooks disappeared. He was last seen answering the telephone at home and then leaving in a hurry on his bicycle, taking with him a hammer to repair the bicycle. His body was found the following day next to his bicycle in the rear garage of an Atlanta bar. The bar was located next door to what the then Georgia Department of Offender Rehabilitation was. His pockets were turned inside out. His chest and arms had slight stab wounds, and the cause of death was determined to be blunt force trauma to the head. A few weeks before he disappeared, Middlebrooks had testified against three juveniles in a robbery case. On June 9th, 12-year-old Christopher Richardson went missing on his way to the local pool. He was last seen walking towards the DeKalb County Midway Recreation Center in Midway Park. He was wearing blue shorts, a light blue shirt, and blue tennis shoes. His body was not found until the following January, clothed in unfamiliar swim trunks, along with the body of a later victim, Earl Terrell. The cause of Richardson's death was not determined. On June 22nd, 7-year-old Latana Wilson disappeared from her parents' apartment, and according to a witness, she appeared to have been abducted by two men, one of whom was seen climbing into the apartment window and then holding Wilson in his arms as he spoke to the other man in the parking lot. On October 18th, Wilson's body was found in a fenced-in area at the end of Verbena Street in Atlanta, but then the body had skeletonized and no cause of death could be established. The next day, June 23rd, 10-year-old Aaron Welch disappeared after having been seen near a local grocery store getting into a blue Chevrolet with either one or two black men. A female witness says she saw Welch being led from the Tanner's Corner grocery by a 6-foot-tall, 180-pound male, approximately 30 years old, with a mustache and goatee. The witness's description of the car matched the description of a similar car implicated in the earlier Jeffrey Mattis disappearance. At 6 p.m., Welch was seen at a shopping center. The following day, Welch's body was found under a bridge. The official cause of death was asphyxiation from a broken neck suffered in a fall. In July of 1980, two more children, Anthony Carter and Earl Terrell, were murdered. Between August and November of 1980, five more killings took place. All the victims were African-American children between the ages of 7 and 14, and most were killed via asphyxiation. In 1981, the murders continued. The first known victim in the new year was Luby Getter, who disappeared on January 3rd. Getter's body was found on February 5th. Getter's friend, Terry Pugh, went missing in January. An anonymous caller told the police where to find Pugh's body. Terry lived in the same apartment as Edward Teddy Smith, who was killed in 1979. In February and March of 1981, six more bodies were discovered, believed to be linked to the previous homicides. Among the dead was the body of Eddie Duncan, the first adult victim. In April, 20-year-old Larry Rogers, 28-year-old John Porter, and 21-year-old Jimmy Ray Payne were murdered. Porter and Payne were ex-convicts and had just recently been released from Arundale State Prison after serving time for burglary. On May 12, 1981, FBI agents found the body of 17-year-old William Billy Starr Barrett on a curb in a wooded area near his home. A witness, 32-year-old Harold Wood, a custodian from Southwest High School, had run out of gas about a mile from the scene. Wood described a black man standing over and observing the location where the body was found before driving away in a white over blue Cadillac. During the end of May 1981, the last reported victim was added to the list, 27-year-old Nathaniel Carter. He was last seen by gardener Robert Henry at the entrance of the Rialto Theater in Atlanta, reportedly holding hands with Wayne Williams. His body was discovered just hours later. So a lot of killings in a relatively short period of time. And it makes you, you know, wonder. There's a lot of similarities in all this, so I can see where they're connecting those dots, obviously.
And then there's not.
And then like, there's not, too.
They saw the kid with two people.
Yeah.
Or then there's children, and then there's adults. And, you know, normally, if you... Yeah. I don't know what normal is, but, you know, a lot of people have a certain... I'm not a serial murderer, but it seems like they often have a pattern of the people they go after.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hardly an expert, but, you know, it just seems like, and was there one girl?
Yeah.
I just remembered them all being boys or men.
Yeah. Is this the product of some sort of weird... Because some of these kids, you know, they were found like the next day, but some were missing for long periods of time. And maybe they were murdered the next day, too, and it just took that long to find the bodies. But in all the differences and all the people that were seen abducting the children, because it runs the gamut of all different types of people. You know, is this some sort of like, you know, ring of, you know, children traffickers or something? Or
I don't know.
Because I'm not hearing yet, I don't believe at all, I could be wrong, I don't know most of the story, but there doesn't seem to be like a sexual component or anything to this, which you often hear in like a serial case. Especially if kids are involved, you hear that.
Yeah.
This seems to be, they get murdered, they get strangled. Somebody is getting some sort of joy out of killing these kids. And I don't know. I mean, the only thing that I could guess at, where you have different people in the cars each time, and then you have a handful of adults that are in this line of people who have been killed, I'm wondering, were they involved with the picking up or the knowledge of this operation, and they were offed by the head of it at some point, so they wouldn't talk, or they knew too much about it? You know, were the people who were doing the abducting doing the murdering, or was it a case of, let's go find some people who are super hard off and would do almost anything for money, including abducting children, give them some money, make them do this, and they never see the actual predator or the killer, and then maybe that's why we have some dead adults in this mix too. That was something that was in another case that I recently had heard or read about or something, and that's where that one kind of comes to mind. But I don't know. I mean, obviously, I have no basis for any of that, but it's just, you start to run. I guess the more murder stories you hear, the more options that start coming available as to maybe this is a possibility, just like with ghost stories.
And I believe that he was the only one they ever arrested.
Yeah.
I don't think, as we get into this, that there was ever any kind of idea of there being multiple
perpetrators.
Perverts.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, well, and that's interesting. Why? Because there's so many times where you had more than one person in the car. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts, and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. That's Dark Side of Wikipedia.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Media.